Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Starting off with a little bad news. Kim has been reporting this all morning. William Bill Greenblatt, he's a renowned photographer and cherished figure in St. Louis, passed away at 70, surrounded by his wife and children. He began his career as a disc jockey over at Casey.
He was one of the original Casey jocks.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that about Bill.
He was smart and got out of radio.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he did go into photography, though, and he spent decades, his works captured iconic moments at major news events and sporting events, earning widespread recognition. He was honored as the first photographer inducted in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame in 2021 and entered the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame in 2017. He also, his work earned accolades from the National Baseball Hall of Fame and the Lombardo chapter of the National Football Hall of Fame. So he was known. He was renowned.
I've known Bill Greenblatt since about 1993 when I started in television here. In fact, Bill took the very first photo shoot we ever hired for my daughter Gretchen when she was just toddling. He took us out to Forest Park and took pictures of her on this little bridge with her peeking between the bars and all that stuff. I mean, he's just been a mainstay. There's no event I can think of that I've gone to, a major news event over the past 30 years, that Bill wasn't there in some capacity. Either at if it was a sporting event, he was there shooting it for AP.
Yes.
I believe it was
UPI.
UPI. He was the official photographer for the fire department. I mean, he covered everything.
He did
everything.
A lot of work with the fire department. He was like with them all the time. He was at like every Guns N' Hoses and very big advocate for fire.
I saw Mike Kehoe extended his condolences on X.
Everybody knew Bill. He was at everything. So sad. Did they give a cause of death? Do we know what happened?
He had cancer.
Aww. Oh, did he?
Okay. A 70s young,
but
I wondered.
They thought he had beaten it, and then he was not at this year's Guns N' Hoses.
Okay.
And everyone was like, why is Bill not here? So he was in the hospital again.
Okay.
Sad.
I learned about it on Twitter from Tom Ackerman.
You know, he took that famous picture of Mark McCloskey holding that gun in front of his house.
Did he really?
McCloskey printed it up and started sending it out like as a Christmas card.
I remember that.
And they ate UPI or whatever, and Bill ended tried to sue them over misuse of the photo. I remember that specifically.
They didn't pay him.
Right, because they didn't pay him, and they were using his image, if I remember that correctly.
For political purposes, that's why.
Right.
Apparently, a lot of things are flying at celebrities lately. During a concert in Glendale, Arizona, Billie Eilish was struck in the face with a bracelet while performing her Oscar-winning song, What Was I Made For, from the Barbie soundtrack. The incident momentarily interrupted her performance, but Eilish quickly resumed singing despite the audience booing directly at the person that threw it. This continues to be a troubling trend of objects being thrown at performers, with similar incidents involving artists Zach Bryan, Kelsey Ballerina, and Bebe Rexha. Experts suggest such actions may be driven by attempts to go viral online.
Yeah, really? You're willing to get kicked out of the concert?
I was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras one year and went to go see the Neville Brothers at the House of Blues. That sounds fantastic. Aaron Neville almost stopped the concert because people kept throwing beads on stage.
Oh.
And he's like, you hurt my sister. Please stop throwing beads or else we're going to end this show.
I'd rather have a bracelet thrown at me instead of a cell phone. Didn't one of the artists within the last year have a cell phone chucked at him?
Was it?
I think so.
It wasn't Carnegie.
One of the female artists,
yeah,
but I can't remember
who
it was. And she threw the mic at them, didn't she?
Yeah,
she threw
right.
the mic back.
And then I guess Jamie Foxx had a birthday party this week and someone threw a glass at him.
Oh,
that's kind of story.
Hey!
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx's 57th birthday dinner at Mr. Chow in Beverly Hills turned chaotic when he was hit in the mouth by a glass thrown during an altercation with another table. According to his publicist, the incident required stitches and the law enforcement was involved. Witnesses reported that Foxx asked the other group to stop being rude and vulgar as his family was present, which allegedly led to the glass being thrown.
Somebody's going to jail. What? They cut him, though, didn't it? I mean, it actually cut his mouth.
Yeah,
that's
he had
what
stitches.
Wow.
A woman accusing Sean Jay-Z Carter and Sean Diddy Combs of raping her in 2000. Sorry, didn't mean to laugh there. Has admitted to errors in her account, but maintains her overall allegations. The Alabama woman, represented by attorney Tony Busby, claims the two music moguls assaulted her at the MTV Music Awards, apparently at the after party when she was 13. However, discrepancies have emerged, including her father disputing parts of her story and evidence suggesting that Carter and Combs were not at the alleged location.
How would her father be able to dispute the story unless he was there?
Well, I mean, if he said she wasn't there. She was only 13.
That would be the only way that you could really dispute that. Yeah.
Well, probably somebody said to him, what kind of parent were you letting her go to something like that?
When you're 13 years old.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mark, you were talking about shopping malls being full. I might have an answer for that.
Okay.
Shopping malls may be making a comeback driven by Gen Z's preference for in-store shopping. A survey by the International Council of Shopping Centers revealed that 63% of Gen Z shoppers plan to make holiday purchases in-store, close to baby boomer levels, despite growing up in the digital age.
I know why.
Gen Z values the social and hands-on aspects of in-person shopping, such as trying items before purchasing.
Because they've been burned by Temu and Shine so much.
She is. Hey, don't knock those $5
come on,
shirts that you get from Shein all the way from China that take 6 weeks. I've had some hits and some good outfits and some bad ones. You just really never know.
And then can you ship it back? You can't, or
they don't make it easy. No, I mean, it's like $5. So that's the trouble is that you know you only paid $5 for a dress. So you just
figure,
your bad, whatever.
They're like, we don't have that. Fill it with this one. They're not going to send it back anyway.
No. That's how COVID goes.
Sometimes it's worth the risk to order from there.
Wow.
Is it?
It is.
All right. No way.
Or you can go to the mall and get what you wanted.
Get more at 971talk.com.